You'll know a lot of this anyhow that I'm about to say, I'm sure. I want to concentrate more on the history of this site than the actual problematics with the development, because most of the speakers so far have said a great deal about why this site is not developable. You've probably realised that Stinsford stretches from Lower Bockhampton and beyond Buffenstall right the way across to the Charminster Road. So effectively 95% of this site is in the parish of Stinsford. So it's got a lot to do with Stinsford. Stinsford has 321 population as a parish. If you imagine, this is probably going to add something like 10,000 to that population. It's unthinkable for the parish to jump from 321 to 10,321 population. Obviously, there'll be a boundary review after this takes place. The parish council was formed in 1894. It will no longer, if this is moved into Dorchester, which would be the reasonable thing to do, the parish council will no longer be viable. The idea of Stinsford, as Mark has already said, is very, very central to the Hardy theme. I have visitors from Turkey. They come here. They know about Hardy inside out internationally. Hardy is a huge thing that attracts people from all over the world. And we shouldn't forget that. But if we go back to the actual plan and so on, I mean, we had Poundbury in 1993 set off. There was huge discussion at the time in planning circles, Poundbury or North Dorchester. It was discovered, realised, North Dorchester was not viable, mainly because of the hydrology issues from the downs feeding water to the town, and of course the flooding that develops that will potentially happen in Lower Dorchester around Lower Fordington and so on. So there's a big issue there. Was first explored fully in 1993. It made sense on a map. It made a more rounded sort of Dorchester than Stick and Poundbury up at the top on the western fringes. But it wasn't seen as viable. But it a long-term possible, but not ideal. In the present sense, we get to 2018, when we have the consultation on the West Dorset, Weymouth and Portland local plan. North Dorchester appears, and people say a very clear, no, we don't want this. The following year, 2019, we get the Garden Villages submission for Garden Villages funding, and Hyas, a consultancy which has made a fortune out of the Garden Village programme and other national government programmes throughout the country, come in to actually work out with a government grant what to do. The bid itself actually went forward. If you read the protocol at section 18, I think, that tells you that a garden community's bid must be community-led. That seems to make sense, doesn't it? So you ask, where was the community that led the bid, that engaged in the bid, and has engaged ever since? The simple point is, it hasn't. On their submission to government, they marked Stinsford Parish Council down as supporting that bid. We didn't support it. We were never even asked if we supported it. So what happened? We complained. Our names, the parish council name, was removed off the bid, but after it had gone to the minister and gained funding. So it was absolutely pointless, in effect. We'd been seen to support this bid. So then we've got Hyas, Plain Garden Communities. 2018. By 2021, we have the consultation on the options for the local plan. Again, people again say clearly, no, we don't want North Dorchester under any circumstances. We have in Stinsford, we have our neighbourhood plan consultation and referendum going on at the time. People in Stinsford say, absolutely not, we do not want this. We have various things in there. People voted in the referendum for quiet rural spaces, which this hardly represents. A greater suburban sprawl does not represent that. We have various policies, but we were told ultimately if you deal too strongly, come down too much, put too much in the neighbourhood plan on west of the of Stinsford, the inspector, the examiner will not accept it because the stuff already going on. So we were effectively refused the right to produce a neighbourhood plan that give a positive vision for this area. But people in our consultations did not want it. We move on to today. We've just held our consultation again. We had a consultation a fortnight ago in Kingston Morwood with a good turnout of local residents. Again, they tell us we do not want this. We thought when we got a change of regime from the old council to the present council, this would go away potentially. It has not gone away. It's still there. Nothing gets rid of this problem. It just goes on and on and on because certain landowners want to make a killing out of it, and no other reason. They don't give a damn how this works, what it stands for. They don't. Thank you. So hence we are stuck with it. And we know all the problems. We know the hydrology. We know the transport issues. I mean, Halcro report 2008 said that this not a single property should be built on this site until there was a northern bypass in place. Completely ignored by this. So basically, today they've had from 2018 till today to do all of the work, to produce all of the work to demonstrate that this site is actually viable. And they still fail to do that. As Jane, I think, said, there is no hydrology work on it. Who's going to pay for it? We had a meeting with Wessex Water. They told us it would be paid for out of rises in water bills, which is fantastic. So, we've done our work, and I'm sure everybody here has, but this thing will not go away. And we just stuck with it. We will keep protesting with it. Stinsford's always opposed it. We now have, as a last point on this, a last area of this, we have the Ilchester land at the bottom of Stinsford, of Slyers Lane, where an application has gone in. And this is the piece when you're nearing the bottom of Slyers Lane on the east side. It's owned by Ilchester Estates. It's the first piece that's gone in. They haven't waited for the local plan. They've put a environmental impact assessment scoping report in for it, which completely rabbles everything up because there's no clear boundaries on this. And one thing they do in respect of Mark's point about Hardy, to return to that, it's very interesting. They argue that this site, north of Dorchester and their corner of it, will have absolutely no impact on tourism, so therefore there is no need to do any further work. It's a scoping report, scoping out what further work needs to be done, like highways, hydrology and the like. No further work on tourism. It is blatantly obvious that this affects tourism. It's the core of Hardy country and Hardy's landscape, as Mark described. So these people are pushing ahead already without the local plan. And we've got a big problem there. And I think that's where we're too, really. But please, go ahead, get your responses in.